When you look at the films that this guy has done, from Born on the 4th of July to The Doors, from Natural Born Killers to Platoon, from JFK featuring Kevin Costner.
He's not listening.
Oh, okay. Sorry, everybody. Stand by. It's the old, okay. When you look at this guy and his body of work as a director, John and Seth, and you look at films like Wall Street and Platoon, seminal films like JFK and Born on the 4th of July, films chronicling presidents like Nixon and the skewed murdering twosome of Mickey and Mallory and Natural Born Killers, it is certainly a pleasure, ladies and gentlemen, to be joined on the show right now. Wait, what? Oliver Luck? Who's that? No, I'm just having some fun. How you doing, Mr. Luck? Drew Garabo, pleasure to meet you.
Hey, Drew, how are you? I think you're, I'm not a movie buff, but I think you're referring to another Oliver who's pretty damn talented as well.
Hey, thanks a lot for joining us, man. We appreciate it. We were super excited last week to get the announcement that indeed our fine city of Tampa is one of the six chosen cities to reinvent the XFL. Can you tell me why Tampa? I mean, I'm delighted that you chose us, but why us?
Well, first, let me say there's eight cities, right? So I don't want to short anybody. Tampa, I tell you, was a city that was really fairly easy to decide on in a couple of, you know, in a couple of ways. One, you know, this is a league that's going to be launched in February of 2020, right? So we're playing in February, March, April, into early May. Weather matters. And, you know, Tampa, that time of year, no, it's a beautiful part of the world, right? I've been down for Super Bowls and the CFP playoff game. It's a great time to be in Tampa. Secondly, I think, you know, Florida, it's our only franchise in Florida. I think Florida's a football state, kind of like Texas,
right?
Where people just like the game. They like high school football. They like college football. They like, you know, professional football. I think it's nice to be, you know, in a place where you really want it and you know people care about the game. And third, you know, I think it's a great little venue, Raymond James. I think that, you know, there's excitement and passion there. For years, you know, when I was an athletic director at West Virginia in the old Big East, we'd come down and play USF, you know, in the building and had some good matchups there. So, I just think, you know, a lot of things kind of fell into place. And Tampa was a relatively easy decision. And I'll also say this, you know, the folks from the Tampa Bay Sports Authority, some of the local politicians, Ken Hagan being one of them, these guys just were absolutely bending over backwards to work with us. And that matters when you're trying to place a franchise, because we don't want to just, you know, do a rent deal for a building. We want to really become a part of the community. And I think the reception that we got from, you know, the elected officials and the Buccaneers and the Stadium Authority was all really very positive. And that does make a difference.
Yeah, and speaking of the Buccaneers, not to take a shot at them or anything, but we can look at that franchise and go, well, Tampa will support a football team even when the football team is perhaps underperforming a little bit.
Well, you know,
I don't expect you to go near that one. Don't say anything.
That's right. No, I'll just say this. I was an old Oiler back in the early 80s, and we came to play the Bucks, you know, way back when at the old Sombrero, when the Bucks were really bad, and actually the Oilers were bad as well. So, you know, I have experience of playing on some pretty bad teams myself and playing against other bad teams. But at the end of the day, we're very excited about coming to Tampa. I think it could really be a lot of fun for folks.
No doubt about it. Seth, a question for Oliver Luck, the CEO and commissioner of the brand new XFL.
Oliver, I was just a kid when the XFL came out for the first time, and it seemed to me with the scrum and all that and Vince McMahon, it seemed like it was a novelty act. It was a show. Is that something you're kind of fighting against this time around?
Yeah, so, you know, I think we'll be a lot different than XFL 2001. I think the quality of play will be a lot better. I think, you know, we'll avoid gimmicks like this, like the, you know, the scramble, which was the coin toss where two guys, you know, ran into each other. In fact, for the first time they did it, guy broke his arm and was out for the rest of the season. There were some innovations, though, that you know, some folks may have forgotten. You know, the whole SkyCam concept came out of XFL 2001. Back then, it was a partnership with NBC. They started the concept of a sideline reporter. And, you know, back then it was sort of controversial to have a reporter on the field. Oh, my gosh, you know, that's not appropriate. But so, you know, Vince is a very innovative guy, and, you know, he's encouraged us to think a little bit outside the box. having said that, we want to play football that looks like football, right? 11-on-11, same size field, four downs, obviously, the running, catching, scoring, blocking, tackling, all those things that we love. I mean, I think right now the game of football, NFL level, major college, I think it's at an all-time high in terms of its not just popularity, but in terms of the quality of play. The athletes are unbelievable. I mean, really unbelievable. So, we want to make sure we can kind of capture that, but innovate where we think there's room for a little bit of innovation, right? We're much, much smaller than the National Football League, and we can afford to innovate, right, without maybe the risk that comes with innovation, from a very established, hugely successful company like the National Football League.
Boy, you got to look at the athlete today in the NFL versus when you were playing. And sure, you had some standout athletes, and I'm sure, you look at the Houston Oilers, Kenny the Snake Stabler, Earl Campbell, et cetera, not exactly the physiques that we're looking at in today's NFL. when you look at these guys, and I'm sure you get a closer look than most at them, do you just marvel at the physicality and what they're able to accomplish and put their bodies through?
Well, I do. To me, it's not just at the professional level. It's all the way down into the colleges and even some of the high schools. I mean, the nutrition work that's being done at the college level. These strength and conditioning coaches, these performance experts, these mental, therapists that guys have, throwing coaches. If you're a quarterback, I mean, if you don't have a throwing coach, then you're nobody, right?
Right.
The fact that they're working out all year long. I mean, it's remarkable. Guys used to come to camp back in the early '80s and come in 20, 30 pounds overweight because I knew they'd lose it, right?
Right.
But nowadays, guys come into camp, ready to go. So I've just been incredibly impressed with sort of the improvement athletically of the game.
No doubt.
And, so we want to keep that. But then, make some changes where, as we've listened to fans talk about, the game and what they like and don't like, we can make changes to try to address some of those issues that fans aren't crazy about.
No doubt about it. John Senning, something for Oliver Luck, the CEO and commissioner for your XFL.
Yeah, Oliver, to kind of piggyback on what you just said, I watched the press conference this morning and I heard you talk a lot about having a better game flow, a more digestible product for, maybe casual fans. What kind of changes can we expect from the actual gameplay that, people maybe haven't seen before?
So, we're going to have a shorter play clock. So, envision some of the sort of the hurry up college offenses, right, where they're snapping the ball, with 25 seconds left on the play clock. We think that's important, right, because we think that there's just a lot of downtime in a 40 second clock. So that's going to be important for us. We will shorten, and have fewer timeouts. If the quarter break is a 2 minute break, we're going to do it in 30 seconds, right? I'm very sensitive to all those sort of dead times in the course of a game because I watch a lot of games live, on Sunday afternoon. Now the gameplay is great. Right. But there are some areas where, we've listened to the fans and the fans have said, give us a little bit more rhythm. We want to see a 10 or 11 play drive without, two timeouts, a TV timeout and, a quarter break. Right. Because it sort of chops up the rhythm of that game. And right. I talked to, as you can imagine, a lot of players and coaches who also don't like the sort of the choppiness of a football game. They'd like to see, a team get in a rhythm and get in a groove. Anybody who's been involved in sports, whether it's, football or tennis or basketball, I think you play better when you get into that rhythm.
No doubt.
So we've got, a handful of sort of innovations. Some that could be pretty major. We're thinking of a different style of kickoff that will keep the kick return in the game. I mean, I'm sure you guys watch a lot of football. If you watch pro and college, the kickoff return is sort of being slowly phased out. We think we're going to try something that can keep the kickoff return in the game because I think it's one of the great plays in football. Nothing is electrifying as a kickoff return. So, we're trying to be smart, selective, not do something totally different, but sort of address some of those issues where we think we might have a little bit of a better idea. And again, it's easy for us to innovate as a startup, as opposed to what happens in the major college level or in the National Football League.
Right on. Oliver Luck joins us. He is the commissioner of the XFL. He is the father of Indianapolis Colts quarterback Andrew Luck.
Oliver, when do we? Is there going to be a draft? When do we start knowing? Who are going to be our players here in Tampa Bay?
So we will start signing coaches in the first quarter of next year. We'll start signing quarterbacks in the first quarter of next year. We want guys who have experienced the National Football League and are prepared to play quarterback at the professional level. So then we'll begin in the first and second quarter of next year to flesh out the skilled players right around that quarterback. So we'll probably have a series of drafts, at least two. One in the spring of 2019. And then one a little bit later in the fall of 2019, probably in September after the big cutdown. This is a number that surprises a lot of people that don't really think about it. The NFL cut this past September 1st, when teams went from 90, where they start training camp, down to 53, they cut 900 players.
Jeez.
Imagine that, 900 players. And you don't think about it, but there's 32 teams, and they got to basically get rid of 35 players, a pop, right? So. There's a lot of good, young, talented guys out there who just aren't quite good enough, quite fast enough, quite not quite big enough, whatever, to make the league. And so we think we can get those guys and then train them up, right? Because as I had mentioned, our top priority is making sure we play good quality football when we're coming out of the chute in 2020.
Right on. In an unofficial capacity, a lot of people have their fantasy football playoffs starting this week. And hypothetically, if a guy had, say, I don't know, your son on his bench, and he was looking at starting Patrick Mahomes, Chiefs going up against a stout Ravens defense, Indianapolis Colts with a dinged up T.Y. Hilton going up against your Houston football team. What would you advise a guy like that? Just out of curiosity in the hypothetical world, Mr. Luck.
My advice, I think, is probably going to be non-existent because I try not to engage in fantasy, right, for the benefit of my son because he,
he's a beast. He's a beast in fantasy
football. I can't help you.
He's putting up great numbers. I will tell you that, and I hope he doesn't take offense that I took a chance on a Patrick Mahomes, who I don't think anybody expected to have the kind of year that he's having. Your son has been a serviceable
Mahomes is playing Mahomes is playing great football. I love watching, an Andy Reid offense with that guy's skill set. He's throwing some balls that are just really incredible. So I'm happy. I love it when these young quarterbacks like Patrick can come into the league, sit and watch a little bit, and then just play like they're 6-year veterans. It's awesome. It's one of the beauties of sport, right? Is seeing these guys develop.
No doubt about it. And a final question for Oliver Luck, Commissioner and CEO of the XFL, John Senning.
Oliver. A lot of talk lately about Kareem Hunt and Ruben Foster. In the early statements about the XFL, Vince McMahon said if you have a criminal record, you will not be allowed in the league. Is that something you guys are going to stand by? And will guys like a Kareem Hunt find a safe haven in the XFL?
No, we will take a very hard line on domestic violence, right? Because that's an issue where I think the American public doesn't have much tolerance at all. On some of the other issues, it depends on what a criminal record means. Is that a misdemeanor that you picked up when you're in high school or a freshman in college? So Vince and I and our team are sort of fleshing out the real guidelines for some of this stuff. But I can tell you with domestic violence, I haven't followed the Kareem Hunt case that closely, but if what I've read is accurate, that he would not absolutely not have a chance to play in our league. On some of these other cases, we have to kind of really determine exactly what is that a conviction, is that an allegation, in sort of other criminal cases. But Vince has made very clear to me that he wants not just good football players, but he wants people of good character, playing in the league. So, if we're gonna err on the side of not allowing a guy to play if he's got a checkered background.
For sure. And before we let you go, I thought of this while you were talking about this. You played in the early 80s, and I'm sure there were some guys in the league who kind of rode that ragged edge of disaster from time to time. Okay, I guess you got to go.
I should have communicated that they said 10 minutes, but I didn't know it was going to be like 10 minutes and then we just hang up the phone.
Okay, take it easy, man. Guess you got to be gone.
I didn't get the call. Normally they call and say, get him off the phone.
Oh, wow. I thought things were going well.
So take it easy. Really.
So we'll just say that John had the last question, right?
Just going to ask him how glad he was that like TMZ and all those weren't around like when
he was playing.
Yeah.
Oh, he wasn't getting in any trouble.
No, not him, but like Kenny Stabler, a couple of those guys, they were living some spotty lives.
Yeah, I'm really happy that the social media wasn't around back when I was playing.
Oh, thanks. Appreciate that, Oliver. Best of luck with the XFL.
Gotta go.
Okay.
Do we have to boycott the XFL now?
No way. We're all in.
Hashtag not my league.
Let's see if
he... goodbye goes a long way there, luck.
I like it. He's a very busy guy who has time for goodbyes.
Made yourself one powerful enemy right here.
You
luck.
Know what? That's foreshadowing. They're not going to shake hands after the games in the XFL.
Oh, that's right. What that was.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
What that was.
He showed you the improved game flow.
Yeah, he was setting the precedent.
Yeah, we're setting the precedent for more improved game flow, Drew, by not saying goodbye when we're done with interviews, too. So you're just going to hear a bung, and then I'm going to be gone. So try and ask me a question. Go ahead. Hey, Mr. Luck, how glad are bung?
If that was going to happen, should they have warned us? Like if she would have said, hey, it's 10 minutes, and when the 10 minutes is up, we're hanging up the phone.
I think they pretty much figured that we'd figure it out on our own, which we did.
Well, sometimes there's a clue. They'll call me. They'll hit the dial tone on there. That's a clue. Or they'll call the backup number, which I don't know if they were calling that, John. That was just the request line, and say, hey, get him off the phone. He's got to go.
Okay.
Remember, weren't we interviewing Scott Stapp one time, and the lady came on the line and said, you guys need to wrap it up, and we thought that was funny?
Yeah. Yeah, that was good.
Oliver Luck kicks ass.
You going to tweet him? Just say, it was great talking to you. Thanks for saying goodbye.
No.
It wasn't personal.
Are you shook?
Oh, no. It's just, you know, I like to wrap things up. Like, I feel like that was incomplete. Like, I like, it's like a hospitality experience. I feel like we just had a guest leave through the front door without me saying, hope you enjoyed your meal here, and giving them an invitation to return.
Look, you've got a great story. In 20 years, when Andrew Luck is done with football and he's, you know, hawking some sort of, you know, no-calorie butter and he's doing it during the Super Bowl and you get a chance to talk to him, tell him that story about his dad. The whimsical. Yeah.
727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025.
So no goodbye Wednesday.
I get that feeling. I got that feeling that I had when I was a restaurant manager, when you kind of had a table that you had your eye on that you wanted to touch base with at the end. To make sure that they, because they didn't quite look happy, but they didn't look pissed either. And you want to have that moment where you go up to them and go, hey, folks, how was everything tonight? Give them the opportunity to say, oh, my steak was overcooked, our server sucked, whatever. So you can give an app card or like a free dinner card. And I feel like I went to go to that table and then something distracted me for a second and that table got up and ran out of the restaurant. And now I'm never going to get to get their business.
I'm sure Ollie will be around, you know, in the weeks leading up to the to kickoff, and he'll probably be in town, you know, shaking hands. I'm sure we'll have the head coach in studio.
Didn't even mention his upcoming movie, Wall Street Part 3. And
let me get with the people on that.
I get the feeling if we're on the air for 10 more years, that's going to be like a Drew Garabo Live trivia question in 6 years. You know, hey, what famous NFL dad bolted suddenly? When I tried to ask him about a TMZ question.
I think things were going well until you brought up Patrick Mahomes.
I thought he liked that.
Yeah, I thought he gave him a little opportunity. I mean, he didn't say start my son. That's what I was looking for. I was looking for him to be like, no, listen, my son's going to have a hell of a game this week. You want to start him? Because you lose and you go home.
I wanted to ask us if his son really has a flip phone. Damn.
You'll never get that chance.
It's going to be great. But it's going to be a great team.
Got to go. 727-579-1025. Robert Hoffman on Twitter. I think Oliver's prepaid 10-minute phone card ran out. It's a startup league, you know? Funding is tough. Okay, well,
I'm surprised he hung in there after the Oliver Stone.
We'll come back and we've got It's Okay, It's Not Okay. And today it's about a teacher getting fired for a holiday reason. I mean, I'm torn on this one because I support this teacher's agenda. But I don't think that what this teacher did was the right thing to do. Was it right to fire him? That's what we'll decide next on It's Okay, It's Not Okay. But let's talk about trying to find that perfect holiday gift for that someone in your life. That's the gift that says special and practical and thoughtful all at the same time. Harry's, they make long-lasting quality products at a super reasonable price, and you won't find a better shave. Harry's has a 4.5 out of 5-star rating on Trustpilot. These are German-engineered blades for as low as $2 each, a practical gift that your recipient will actually use, and it'll save you money on blade refills. As a special offer for fans of the show, we have partnered with Harry's to give you $5 off any shave set, including limited edition holiday sets. When you go to harrys.com and enter Garabo at checkout, you'll get free shipping, and this is for new and returning customers, and is only available for the holidays. Each Harry's shaving set comes with an ergonomic weighted handle, an option to engrave, German-engineered five-blade cartridges that provide a close, comfortable shave, foaming shave gel for a rich lather, travel cover to protect your blades, handsome holiday gift box. Maybe you just want something for yourself. Redeem a Harry's trial offer to experience the quality of shave before you even commit. Get your holiday shopping done early. Free shipping ends December 12th, so act now. Go to harrys.com, enter Garabo to get $5 off any shave set while supplies last. That's harrys.com. The code is Garabo.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.